Opinion 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. President Biden continues his official visit to Ireland, addressing Parliament later today.
An honor to return, and I talk about returning again to the home of my ancestors, to celebrate the things that bind Ireland and the United States.
Biden reportedly set to approve Medicaid and Obamacare benefits for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Jury selection in Delaware today in the defamation trial against Fox News. Dominion Voting Systems suing for $1.6 billion, saying Fox aired false claims that the company helped cause former President Trump to lose the 2020 race.
They have to prove what's called actual malice. And there are different ways to define it, but essentially what that means is that you knew or should have known that what was published or said was false.
ABC's Dan Abrams. South Florida hopes to dry out today from torrential rain and flooding. Fort Lauderdale Airport shut until at least noon. Broward County schools closed. This is ABC News. In Tennessee today, swearing in for Justin Pearson, the black state lawmaker, one of two reinstated after the Republican-led state house expelled them for supporting gun control protesters. The parent company of ABC News shutting down an iconic Disneyland ride.
It's a ride many of us grew up on.
Time to be turning around.
It opened in the 1980s, and now Splash Mountain, already shut down at Disney World, has a closing date at Disneyland. The log flume ride will close for good on May 31st. It'll be turned into a ride inspired by the 2009 film The Princess and the Frog and will be called Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Above got to do what above got to do.
The new ride will open at both Disneyland and Disney World in 2024. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Actor Jamie Foxx is recovering from a medical complication. That's according to an Instagram post from his daughter, giving no further details. I'm Nguyen, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. There's a temporary ban on campfires, fire pits, and other recreational fires in communities around Wisconsin. Much of the state is under a red flag warning for wildfires again today after a wildfire burned about 83 acres of land near Nisida yesterday. A fire at Fort McCoy was so bad they had to shut down Interstate 94 for a time. Political insiders say college students were highly engaged voters this spring. Journal Sentinel reports in some cases turnout was higher on campus than surrounding neighborhoods. Unofficial totals show more than 1.8 million votes were cast in the state Supreme Court race. That's almost twice as much as a typical off-year spring election. In sports, the Brewers open a four-game series at San Diego tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now. And AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
At 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was just listening to Jane Madner, and she targeted one of the things I was going to talk about this morning, and that's the bills targeting unemployment benefits that have been reintroduced by Republicans in Madison. And I don't understand why people, you know, with all the different things you can deal with and all the different things that are wrong in the society and things that we should be trying to work to solve and correct. The fact that somebody gets laid off and collects their unemployment benefits is not one of the issues. As somebody who used to get laid off as a young man, as I was beginning my adult life, I understood that unemployment benefit was a lifesaver for me. And you know what? They don't give it to you free. It's not a handout. The government is not giving you money for doing nothing. You put money away. They take money away from you. And then if you get laid off, there are dollars that you have appropriated from working. It's not a handout. It's just like Social Security. Somebody should educate these people because they're looking to do things that makes no sense whatsoever. So all the people who have worked and earned their unemployment benefits and their pensions and their Social Security aren't the enemy. So really listen. A Republican lawmaker, what is this guy's name? John Plummer. Somehow believes that people shouldn't be entitled to their unemployment benefits. Here's what he said. During a public hearing, phone lines are open, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Hey, let he who without sin amongst you cast the first stone, or something like that, Johnny. Yeah, I think it goes something like that. What sin are we talking about? Well, receiving unemployment benefits. You have sinned. Because you are a low-down, lazy, good-for-nothing if you have received unemployment benefits. Come on, man. Come on. So, here's what this Representative John Plummer had to say. We're paying people to stay home. And that's not the way this thing was designed, said Representative John Plummer, the author of a bill that would penalize those who skip job interviews. I believe in the unemployment system, but it was never made to be a career choice. Who said it's a career choice? There is a, 26-week mandatory, is the most weeks maximum that you can collect in unemployment? How is that a career move, Representative Plummer? So Republicans are attempting to pass the proposals again because they confused people in the last election, and they got 80% of the people who approved a non-binding ballot referendum last week that asked whether able-bodied childless adults should be required to look for work in order to receive taxpayer-funded welfare benefits. Now, let's clarify a couple things. The unemployment benefits aren't just from the taxpayers. If you haven't worked, and if you work for temporary agencies, like many people I know, and they are cut off by corporations before they get in enough weeks to even get unemployment benefits when they're laid off, they don't get anything. They don't. And yet they've worked. And they haven't worked long enough because the temporary agencies aren't going to work, give them enough work that once they lay them off, that they're entitled to unemployment benefits. Well, if you're fortunate enough to work for a company that has a union or that allows you to work long enough to get those unemployment benefits, you'll receive them because you've earned them. It's not a handout. Let's go to my friend Bill from Oconomowoc. Bill, I get so frustrated. And you know, the amazing thing is, what I'm saying is 100% correct. And many of the Republicans who are now trying to do away with this have accepted unemployment benefits themselves. Bill, are you there?
I'm there. By the way, Earl, every time I hear that, in fact, I think I got his last name, Plummer. I think I can find it. I'm going to call his office and say, Mr. Plummer, you're a hypocrite. You accept entitlements, and then you don't want other people to have the entitlements you have. You have way too many entitlements taking taxpayers' money and not working for taxpayers. I'm sorry. You're the problem.
Well, yes, because last year they spent the whole year sitting on their backsides. Remember?
Exactly. And, you know, I think you're on the edge of something, Earl. And what would be nice is to get, let's get one of our far-right people in to justify how they can take entitlements, but nobody else are allowed to, because that's what they do. And I want them to defend themselves on the air. If not, I'll call that plumber's office and say, look, you're a hypocrite. You think we are that stupid that we don't know how much money you're taking out of my wallet and you don't want somebody else to have a benefit he's entitled to? You're not entitled to what you get, yet you accept it and stuff it in your wallet. And it's just, we've had enough of people like you. The big thing I have to remember, Earl, and you I think should too, don't waste energy on these fools. That's what they are. They're fools. They don't even deserve our energy. They should be just basically shut down. I watched the news this morning. there's a new group forming of young people, and it's something called like the Brotherhood, but it's Republicans and Democrats, and they have one goal, to work together in the South.
Hey, Bill, let me tell you why I'm not ignoring them. It's because there are people who, if you don't bring this to light, these bills are going to pass. It's the only thing that saves this is that you got Governor Evers there and he has a veto pen. But these people have this in their hearts and in their minds, and they are that callous and cold and cunning that they would eliminate people who have earned that benefit. Now, in my case, back during the days that I was getting laid off when I was in industry, it didn't behoove me to take a temporary job that would pay me for working 40 hours less than what I was getting in unemployment. I was getting the maximum in unemployment because we were in the auto industry and we made that kind of money. But what sense would it have made for me to say, no, I'm going to go to work 40 hours a week for a company that pays me less than my unemployment benefits? How does that make any sense, Bill?
It doesn't, Earl. You know that. I know that. And back then, here's what they're afraid of. Here's what plumbers are afraid of. And these think tanks, like the Heritage Foundation, I go on and on, Judicial Review, here's what they're afraid of. Labor still has a voice. Still has, it's a lot weaker.
Right.
I just see this turning point. I think we're at a turning point. And they used to always be on the offense. Now, the Republicans are in the defense. They have to defend all this nonsense. Look how fast those young men in Tennessee were returned to a position.
Because
the public said, enough, enough, people. You stop this stuff. They're like little children.
So,
I would give boss $100 to sit down with him for 1 hour and say, how can you accept what you get without doing anything?
Bill,
I want to know why you get it.
So, Bill, here's what's at the root of it and this bill that they're attempting. They have behind them the job producers, the business community, right? The business community is behind them and saying to them, hey, we don't have enough people working. We need you to get those people who are laid off, put them back into the system because we're short people and we need them. Well, here's the problem, business leaders. If you would pay a livable wage, people would work for you, right?
Amen.
Bill. I mean, that's what it is. And so you want people to work for you at $12 an hour. And so unless somebody's really, really desperate, they're not going to be working for you for $12 an hour. And the legislature should not be in a position to support the business community in that. Hang on, Bill. We got to go to the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Mid-70s Saturday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Sunday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
Fox Valley, regional and state news and commentary. For us to find common ground, Civic Media.
UAUKradio.com.
You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about bills targeting unemployment benefits that have been reintroduced by Republicans. And Bill, before I come back to you, here's what I'm talking about. And because, and this is why it's always so tough and why we need to really educate people on our elected officials and who they are supporting. The bill that we're talking about that is being talked about by Representative John Plummer will force people to go back to work while they've been laid off and not be able to collect the unemployment benefits that they've earned. And so here's who's really behind this, and this is what I mean by we need to look closely at who our legislators are and who's bidding they're doing. The bill before the committee today would help provide unemployed individuals, and this is according to Bill Smith, who is the state director for the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He said, the bills before the committee today would help provide unemployed individuals with incentives, encouragement, and assistance to join or return to the workforce. Again, and possibly at jobs paying less with less benefits than what they had before they were laid off through no fault of their own. And so that's what needs to be understood here is that, again, help me, Bill, because, you know, I'm getting to a forgetful point in my life, but isn't there something that says whatever the free market will bear? You ever hear that?
Absolutely.
So, Bill, so doesn't that then include individuals? If if the free market will pay me more, or if unemployment will pay me more than going and working, you know, at a job that's going to pay me less, shouldn't the free market work for me too?
It should, but it doesn't. The problem is, we've got these, I'm going to call them old school thinkers on the Republican Party. Scott Walker said the same thing with the teachers. He was going to give them the tools. You know what? He wouldn't want the tools. He was given the educators. In this case, these guys would not want these options if it was given to them. But they have each one. I was off the air, I was thinking, taxpayers in their lifetime will pay these jokers well over $1 million each when you add up the value of their package, retirement, da-da-da-da-da, this, that, everything else, expense account, and we put up with them. How ignorant do we have to be? Now, what you do, Earl, is just so wonderful. You get the word out. And if I know you, and if you could, you'd have Plummer on tomorrow asking him those questions.
I'm going to reach out to Plummer. You're absolutely correct.
And that's where we have to go, even with Voss. I would love to have one hour with Robin Voss.
Voss refuses to come on the air, right?
Okay, but that's what you have to advertise. Earl, but that's what you have to advertise on civic radio. These, and you give a list of people. They refuse to come and defend their position. They're so scared of defending their position, their only way out is refusal.
So I don't know. I clearly don't know if it's Robin Voss or his people won't get the information to him. But I've tried over and over and over and over, and I know Robin Voss is not coming on my show. Again, whether or not his people have gotten the information to him or not, I don't know. Maybe six of one, half dozen of the other.
Here's something else you could consider, and I'm behind you 100%. I'll do whatever I can to make it work. And Crudy, I know Crudy would like this. Challenge O'Donnell, Weber, Wagner, Billing. Come on the air. Let's talk the issues. Let me say
this to you, because there was a time when Crudy, myself, Dan O'Donnell and Vicky McKenna had a debate. I know you can't believe that. In public. The four of us. And I got to tell you, man, it was, I would love to have it today. Right?
If nothing else, even play that back. Even the recordings, I know Crudy's been on Fox. He needs to play that back so people can wake up to how much they're being taken to the cleaners by these clowns.
Hey, Bill.
And O'Donnell will not, Dan O'Donnell knows me. He will not let me on the air, although I call him at least two times a week.
I know who he is. He's a coward. And I used to call his show. And early on, they would give me about 30 seconds. But I don't need Dan O'Donnell. Dan O'Donnell represents what they represent, and that's to not have differing views and opposing views. You know, we accept opposing views on this radio station and on these radio stations. You can't get that on conservative radio. Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. Kevin, we'll be right back.
Talk up, down, and all around the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. President Biden continues his official visit to Ireland, addressing Parliament later today.
An honor to return, and I talk about returning again to the home of my ancestors, to celebrate the things that bind Ireland and the United States.
Biden reportedly set to approve Medicaid and Obamacare benefits for immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children. Jury selection in Delaware today in the defamation trial against Fox News. Dominion Voting Systems suing for $1.6 billion, saying Fox aired false claims that the company helped cause former President Trump to lose the 2020 race.
They have to prove what's called actual malice. And there are different ways to define it, but essentially what that means is that you knew or should have known that what was published or said was false.
ABC's Dan Abrams. South Florida hopes
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Broward County schools closed. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. The Alliance for Education in Waukesha want Waukesha School Superintendent James Siebert to be investigated for discrimination against LGBTQ plus students and staff. The group, made up primarily of Waukesha parents, upset after first graders at Higher Elementary were banned from performing the Miley Cyrus-Dolly Parton duet Rainbow Land. Siebert said in March the decision to pull the song was based on, quote, whether it was appropriate for the age and maturity level of the students, and on the social or personal impacts on them. The teacher involved, Melissa Temple, has been placed on administrative leave. Members of the Green Bay Packers stopped in Barron County Wednesday to pay their respects to the officers who died last weekend in the line of duty. Chetek Police Officer Emily Breidenbach and Cameron Police Officer Hunter Shield were killed during a traffic stop. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, I was going through, where is this article that I was looking for, and I just lost it. But what it was talking about was the fact that the, let's see, is this it? The fact that the gang and drug dealers in Mexico, and that they themselves, where do you think they get their guns from? You would be amazed. You will be amazed to find out that over 90% of the guns that the drug cartels from Mexico have come from American gun dealers. These things really. Here it is. Let me see. While I had it, it'll come back. Okay. So over 90% of the guns that the cartels use in Mexico come from Americans. Isn't that a just unacceptable reality? We talk about fentanyl. We're talking about bombing Mexico. But listen to this. Where do Mexican drug cartels get their guns? 90% come from the United States gun dealers. Let me ask you something. I'm just a lowly talk show host. And not the brightest bulb, in the lamp. I'm just not. I'm just an average, everyday Joe. Blue-collar guy, don't have any letters behind my name. None. Just your average, everyday Joe with a high school diploma. But I tell you something. I know how to read. They taught me that as a very young boy. So when I read that Mexican drug cartels get 90% of their guns from United States gun dealers, that's a problem to me. I'm looking at you, Calvin, and is that a problem to you?
Of course it is, because we complain about that our drug problem is caused by the cartel, and then we are exacerbating that and increasing the violence that the cartel is perpetuating through our gun market.
Now, really, man, I don't think, Calvin, that enough Americans know this. I didn't know it. I would have never even imagined that they get their guns from United States dealers, would you?
No, I did not know that till you said it.
And do you think, Calvin, the article, Calvin, is in the USA Today. So listen to this. Listen to a little bit of this. A Washington man drove to a U.S. border crossing last year in a steel Ford pickup truck loaded with a hidden arsenal bound for a Mexican cartel war zone. Wait a minute. How was he able to get across the border with all of that, right? We're talking about the border and the fact that people are coming across the border from Mexico, but yet Americans can drive across the border with a truckload of guns and they're not stopped. Miguel Diaz Calderon never made it out of Texas. U.S. Customs agents searched his vehicle at the Eagle Pass crossing and found 43 shotguns, rifles, and pistols. They also discovered more than 10,000 rounds of ammunition hidden in an ice chest in the gas tank and inside the spare tire, court record showed. Now, this guy got caught. But you think about how many get through. Diaz is part of what cartel members call the Herminga, Spanish for ant, referring to an ant trail of reliably flowing weapons transported from the southern U.S. to Mexico. And Jason Jones, who tracks cartel trends and previously managed the daily operations of the Texas Rangers border security operations. How come we don't hear about this? How come we hear about the people coming across the border? How come we hear about the fentanyl, the drug cartels, and causing all the death in our country? Excuse me. And demanding that, and Donald Trump saying if he becomes president, we're going to war with the cartels. We've armed them. You don't see any issue with that? You know, what I do is, and I hope it serves some purpose. You know, I could come on this show, like so many do, in radio, and pontificate about how great I am and how smart I am. And you know, if you listen to conservative talk radio, they don't take any callers because their job is not to educate you on things that are important to you. Their job is to tell you how to vote. Their job is to tell you, I know everything there is to know. I'm the smartest person in the world, and we're not going to take your phone calls because your opinions don't matter to us. That's conservative talk radio of today. That's it. There was a time when they would take calls from the listening audience because, you know, it makes sense. If you want people to listen to you, what sense does it make for you not to accept their views on things? Because that's how we fix things, having these dialogues and bantering back and forth. But conservative talk radio of today is clearly about, we're going to hammer away at you for 2 to 3 hours. And inside of my 2 and 3 hour show, I might take, let's see, I think we may have a little time to take callers on this. But what, you've been talking for 2.5 hours and you haven't taken any calls. But then finally you get to a point and you say, well, I think we'll have a little time. But what are they doing? They're making sure that they put their thoughts into your head and that there's no way for you to be able to come back as if you don't have any ideas and opinions of your own. Completely different than what we do here. And so when I'm bringing stories like this, it is not because I think that I'm so smart. Nothing could be further from the truth. It is to outrage you. And you should be outraged. When you find out that all these people are dying of fentanyl poisoning in this country, and then you know that the drug cartels are the ones who are, you know, pushing the drugs across the border and realizing that they are a heavily armed outfit, if they didn't have all the weapons that they have, it'd be a whole lot easier to stop them from doing what they do and making sure that those drugs get across the border. But they're able to do it because they're being assisted by people who sell arms in this country. Man, you know, the more you know, that's why, what did they say, reading is fundamental? You know, where do we get our information and our knowledge from, man? From reading. So when you read this article, Diaz is one of 360 suspects arrested so far during Operation Without a Trace, an ongoing crackdown launched nearly 2 years ago by Homeland Security investigating and U.S. Customs and Border Protection to intercept illegal guns, said Joseph Lestrange, a division chief, Homeland Security, Transitional Organized Crime. And so they're aware. These agencies team with the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to investigate the financing, transportation, and communications methods of smuggling networks. I'm sorry. If you are in the drug, the gun hustling business, and you are hustling the guns across the border, you need to be held equally as guilty as the cartels that are manufacturing and sending those drugs across the border that is costing the lives of American citizens who unfortunately are addicted to substances that they can't help. You know, we live in a country where people who are addicted to drugs, Calvin, people look at them and say they're weak. That the people who are addicted to drugs, these are weak people. They should know better. Why did you start taking drugs anyway? You knew you were going to get hooked. I'm strong enough that it didn't happen to me. Right? So we point the finger at poor souls who have gotten, I see you, man. You know, we point the finger at poor souls who struggle with their maladies. You know? People who get addicted to alcohol don't start off by saying, I'm going to get addicted to alcohol. These are addicting substances. We all know that they're addicting substances. And so what we do then, so what we do is these people, we talk about them, how weak they are. So, yes, being addicted to things, to food, all of those things is a condition that's a human condition. But it doesn't mean that they should lose their lives because they're addicted. So, no, people should not be bringing fentanyl and mixing it with other drugs that are taking the lives of American people in record numbers, almost minutes of every hour of every day. But then when you delve deeper into it and you see that all these other interacting components add to these people dying, you have to address the people who are selling the guns illegally, you know, to the cartels. You can't just talk about bombing the cartels. Come on, man, you got American people, the blood is on their hands too, who are selling these guns to the cartels. 844-967-2789 is the number. Ken from Sturgeon Bay, hang on. I'll get you on the other side. We got a short break. We'll be right back. Come on.
As the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 80. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 55. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Mid-70s Saturday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning much cooler Sunday, with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 68.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
At WAUKradio.com.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phones. And again, we're talking about, if you're just joining us, the fact that there are American citizens who are selling 90% of the guns that the cartels have come from American people. Illegal gun sales. Let's go to Ken from Sturgeon Bay. Good morning to you, Ken. You say what, sir?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what people wanted when we allowed open borders. You know, everybody's up in arms over the fentanyl, drugs, this and that. When you got open borders, the stuff is just pouring into this country, and the senile bastard in the White House doesn't understand.
Hey, Ken, you're missing
what's
the point,
going on?
Man.
It makes no sense.
Ken, you are missing the point, sir.
Earl?
Here's what I'm saying to you. The drug cartels are getting their arsenals from American people.
I know, Earl, because the borders are wide open. You can drive back and forth like nothing.
Well, you know.
Why is that?
No, I'm asking.
Why do people vote for that?
Asking you, sir, you want to change the subject, but, you know, I don't understand.
Well,
Address the issue, sir. Do you want to talk
build
about
borders
you,
and build a wall? That problem would solve
sir,
its problem.
Sir, you want to
I don't
talk?
Under, yes.
You and others want to talk about the fentanyl coming across the border, and your answer to that is we, and many politicians is we must go to war, we must invade Mexico, and we must do this. How about we stop Americans from taking illegal guns and selling them to the drug cartel, which then can protect themselves in producing those fentanyl tablets that come across the border? How about that? It's easier to address the people selling the guns that make them who they are. Why don't we do that?
Drugs and guns go hand in hand. How about we start with securing the border?
I don't know, man. I tried.
You know, Earl, it's when you got open borders, it's not helping anybody.
Hey, let me ask you something, sir. So in your mind, the borders are open. That's what you believe. And you believe
wide open. I know,
sir.
There's truck drivers I know that go back and forth every single
sir, so,
day,
so,
and they're
so,
not even getting.
Okay, so sir,
there's such a Earl. There's such a flood at the border.
So sir,
these trucks are not even getting.
Sir,
Earl, it is.
I refuse to believe. I don't care what the truck drivers told you. I just refuse to believe that the borders are wide open and people are just driving through the borders and nobody's checking anything. That's just not the truth.
That is the truth.
Okay. Well, if you believe that, if you believe in that, then you believe in Santa Claus and Easter Bunny, and there's no point in me having a conversation with you on this because it's bigger than what you can handle. Thank you very much for the call. I mean, come on. You know, the border's wide open. And so it's that mentality that is why we can't get anywhere. This is a conversation worth having. If we find out that we've got so many Americans who are doing this and it's hurting the American people, they need to pay a price for that. Not that, well, the borders are wide open and so what do you expect is going to happen? That's not the answer. The answer is, why are we allowing people from this country to arm those drug dealers? 90% of their arsenal has come from United States citizens. And if you don't think that's a problem, I'm sorry. Let's go. Just put them on, Calvin, because we don't have time. Line two. Who do we have on the line?
Yo, this is Chuck.
Okay, Chuck. You say what, sir?
For your last caller, it would be of interest for him to know that according to the DEA and the Cato Institute, which is conservative upon conservative, just 0.02% of illegal people crossing the border represent any amount of fentanyl brought into the United States. 86.3% of the people caught bringing fentanyl into the United States across the southern border are U.S. citizens. Over 90% of that comes through legal crossings. So, like the guns, it's the U.S. people that are doing it, not illegal immigrants.
You know, Chuck, and unfortunately, even though you say that and you can tell us the source that you got it from, that people still not going to believe it.
I understand that. But it's what's great about your show, Earl, is it's getting out there. And that last election of Judge Janet is proof of that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's a big congrats on Civic Media because they're doing a heck of a job.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you. Where are you from, Chuck? We didn't get where you're from.
Town of Delafield.
All right, man. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Right in smack dab in the middle of conservative.
hey, Chuck, thank you very much for the call. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Phone lines open as always, 844-967-2789. And as far as Civic Media goes, you rah, rah, you rah, rah, you rah, rah. All right, we'll be right back.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.